Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Thomas Abraham, James from Pulsar Helium joins us now. There was some interesting news out from Pulsar this morning about the deepening of its well in Minnesota, the Jetstream 1 well. Jetstream 2 will be coming along shortly, but for now it's all about the deepening of Jetstream 1. What are the implications of all this, Thomas?
Yeah, it was a good drill start. We went down, successfully completed the deepening, and we went down deeper than we were originally planning, and that's because we've seen positive feedback from the well as we were going down. So we completed at 5,100 feet, and the objective of it was to test the theory that we had based on all sorts of data that we gathered, that in fact, when we completed the drilling last year, that we'd only just tagged the top of the reservoir and that it did extend down deeper. And so we went, and it appears that that is the case. As we were going down, we were encountering additional helium that made its way back up to surface and that we were able to analyze. And that helium being heavily contaminated with the atmospheric air, the drilling method that we used is air drilling. So you're forcing air down the hole. That dilutes the samples. And we were still getting percentage readings of helium. So the highest we got was 7% helium diluted. So very, very pleased with the start that we've had. And as you say, now we march on down to Jetstream 2, and we should be getting that one away this week.
You're still doing some work at Jetstream 1, aren't you, though? I mean, there's additional information that can be gleaned now that you have gone deeper. Tell us a little bit about that.
What we did, as soon as we finished drilling, we then had a truck come out, and that ran a series of downhole wireline tools. So that was completed the day after drilling. That's now gone off for interpretation. They'll tell us about rock characteristics, reservoir, etc. But the big ones are that we then get the laboratory samples to go off to the lab and tell us exactly what the composition of the gas is, and then the pressure and flow tests. And so those will be something that we'll be gathering once we complete Jetstream number 2, so that we can do the two wells at the same time.
So when you talk about deepening this well, to what extent has it been deepened, and what does it mean to be deepened by this amount?
Yeah, so we deepened it by 2,900 feet. So we more than doubled it. And so it's quite a deep hole, actually. It's the eighth deepest well that's been drilled in Minnesota. Almost a mile depth. What does it mean? It means really the anticipation, the hope is that going through, we can show that the reservoir thickness is quite substantial. That would have a likely positive knock-on effect to our resource calculation. So that's something we're looking to update once we gather the rest of the downhole testing and complete Jetstream 2. So that height change would be spread across both the contingent and prospective resources as the anticipation. The other thing is going down deeper. You get down, the pressure is likely to increase, and that may have a positive impact on the flow rate at surface as well. So the potential for what a well can produce on a day, a year, its capability. And then drilling with the second well. So obviously that is planned to have a positive impact should it be successful on the resource. But also, these are only the first two wells to be drilled into this reservoir, this new high-grade helium discovery. So it's going to tell us a lot about those two wells talking to one another. So you can imagine you have them both completed. You open up one of the wells so the gas comes out. The other one you have closed and you have a pressure gauge on it. So if gas is coming out one, what do you see is the pressure change in the other one, the connectivity of the reservoir, porosity, permeability, detailed technical information that will all then be fed into the resource calculation and give us far more accurate reading of what we have and the potential for the broader area. So this really is a big moment for the company, and there's going to be an awful lot of data coming out over the next few months.
Now, you mentioned the percentage of helium in passing there earlier in our conversation. What can you tell viewers and investors who might not really know what a good percentage is? What can you tell them about percentage of helium that you've encountered here?
Helium's a bit like the mining industry, where the mining industry talks about grade, whereas typically the energy industry for natural gas and oil doesn't. It's either natural gas or it's oil. There's nothing else there. But helium is mixed with other gases. You never get a pure 100% helium occurrence, or at least that we haven't found on the planet just yet. So anything which is, industry says anything which is 0.3% helium or higher is potentially economically significant. So for us, we got up to 14.5% helium, which is just mega, something that we're incredibly happy with. And reason really that we started Pulsar because it's just such high concentration. It's a brand new reservoir with all the potential in the world. So it really has the knock-on effects of high concentration in a production scenario. You'd be processing less gas to create a pure end product. So that could have a positive knock-on to your operational costs. The other thing is the overall amount of gas that you need to find in the ground, your resource and reserves, is less than, say, if your gas was 0.3%. You need to find an ocean of gas, whereas 14.5% less wells may be required in order to get to that quantity of gas that justifies going to production. So a lot of, grade is king in the industry.
So, lots to be positive about there. What can you tell us about the timings for Jetstream 2 then?
Well, we're hoping that we should have that one finished by the end of January. So it would be the rig is I'm on site at the moment. So in a cabin just nearby. I went and checked it out yesterday. Everything's moving across, and it all looks like we're on schedule for starting later this week, and with any luck, finishing by the end of the month.
So that's very exciting. So, and then along comes the resource update in due course. When do you expect that to be available for public consumption?
I'd probably say they'll be looking at some time, I guess my mind's eye, probably around April, May-ish, I think is probably likely. And at the same time, we'll have an economic assessment underway also, and that will probably come out not too much longer after the resource update. So for the first time publicly, showing what different production scenarios and their associated economics are likely to look like.
And you guys raised some money recently. Do you plan to do any more drilling with the money raised after Jetstream 2?
Yeah, most likely we will be. So what we'll be doing is we'll be digesting the results of these two wells. And then most likely we'll be going off and doing a little bit more additional seismic acquisition, and then go off and most likely go back drilling again. So a couple more wells, but once again, in order to potentially substantiate going into production, we're not talking about many wells here. We're talking about, it's very different to mining. Instead of hundreds of holes, you're talking about single digits.
So you mentioned the resource and the economic study. What will the news flow look like out beyond that for the rest of 2025?
2025 is going to be pretty consistent. Actually, there's going to be a lot of also constant. So we'll have the results coming in field economic assessment. We'll then have the seismic details. We'll then have discussions around offtakes with any luck. We'll then have time frames for fabrication design of the plant, et cetera, et cetera. So all in the success case scenario, if we get to that FID moment, it will be, I mean, last year we drilled one well, and that was brilliant for de-risking our project and allowed us to get into 2025 saying, right, now it's time to start hitting this quite hard. We know that we've got a high concentration occurrence. We know that it flows naturally to the surface. We know that there's no water there. We know that the government is supportive of new legislation. This is the year that we provide the market with a lot of constant news flow.
A big year for Pulsar Helium. Thanks for talking us through that, Thomas Abraham James.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Legislation is changing, budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com. That's bhmcpagroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.